We're back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm doing good. What are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about all of the delicious stuff we're going to tell folks about today. And one of the things that we're going to talk about is a dessert that I am very fond of.
I know you're right there hanging on desserts all the time, aren't you, Mike?
I am, unfortunately. This one happens to be kind of a personal favorite, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. But let's start out with the recipe that you told me about for your Mexican layer dip.
These recipes all come from a skinny taste. She cooks all stuff, you know, cutting down on the calories or the sugar or all the things that probably most of us don't need most of the time.
Right.
And, you know, we're all sort of into the Mexican dishes now. We like going to the Mexican restaurants. And we do a lot of cooking, you know, of Mexican dips and Mexican soups. And I do too, you know, which I didn't several years ago. It seemed like when Chi-Chi's came to Louisville, was the first Mexican. Well, I had relatives in Texas, and we would go out there and visit. And I had a cousin who was a fabulous cook, and she fixed some Mexican things. She had gone to college in Mexico City and was a great cook and a great Mexican cook. And that's what first guacamole I ever had and the first salsa. She was really good at that. And so that's where we kind of got used to it. That's when I wasn't too old, not ancient. But there wasn't much here. And you remember when Chi-Chi's came to Louisville?
Oh, yeah. You couldn't get in the door.
Oh, and we loved it. We all loved to go to Chi-Chi's. And a lot of it was really good. I don't know what happened. I guess there became so many, and maybe it got worse. It seemed like it wasn't as good as it was at first. But I can remember going, you know, some of us would go from the bank and go, and, you know, we loved all the Mexican food. I still like it. You know, I'm a big Miguel's person.
Right.
This hot Mexican layer dip is really good, and it is relatively low calorie. Third of a cup's 173 calories. And if you can find some sort of low-calorie chips, which you can't anymore, or you can use tortillas, you know, which don't have as many calories, it's really not a bad thing for you. Let's run with it. What do you think?
I'd say let's run for the border.
Okay, use cooking spray, and the recipe calls for a pound of ground turkey. I read things that say ground turkey's no better for you than lean ground beef. If you buy ground turkey, they've ground up the skin and the fat in it. That's up to you, however you believe. 2 1/4 teaspoons cumin, 1 teaspoon of smoked paprika, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 15-ounce can of refried beans, and you can get a fat-free refried beans. 1 1/4 cup salsa, 4-ounce can of diced green chilies, and 1 1/2 cups reduced fat shredded 4 Mexican cheese blend. And Sargento makes that. I don't mind the reduced fat, but as I've said before, I don't like the fat-free because it just kind of melts in a clump. But the reduced fat in the Sargento is pretty good. And then your toppings is a medium diced tomato, 4 ounces from a small avocado dice, 2 tablespoons Mexican cheese, 1/4 cup sliced scallions, 1/4 cup chopped cilantro, and baked tortilla chips to serve it with. You preheat your oven to 350 and spray a 9x9 baking dish with cooking spray. And heat a skillet over medium heat and spray with oil. You add your turkey or beef, cumin, smoked paprika, garlic powder, chili powder, and salt, and stirring until cooked through and browned about 7 minutes. Add the refried beans and mix well. And spread that over the bottom of the baking dish. And next, pour the salsa and green chilies on top. And place in a preheated oven and bake for 35 minutes until the edges begin to bubble. Remove from the oven, top with the shredded cheese, place back in the oven just long enough to melt the cheese, about 6 to 7 minutes. And remove from the oven and sprinkle with tomato, avocado, the Mexican cheese, scallions, and cilantro. And serve it with chips. Really tasty.
Not difficult and sounds very, very good.
You know, with the garlic powder and chili powder, your sauces and your green chilies. You got a really tasty dish there. I could probably eat about half of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll take care of the other half.
I know, we'll finish that sucker up, won't we?
Absolutely. Now, you've got a soup to go with that as well.
I know, the soup this time of year, there's just something about soups. There's something about having some soup cooked. To me, you know, if I've got some leftover in the refrigerator, I just bring it out and put it in my big soup cup and put it in the microwave. microwave for 2 minutes and supper's ready and it's just warm and comforting, you know. Chicken enchilada soup. If you like chicken enchiladas, it's got everything you like that in one great big bowl. It's really tasty, too.
Okay.
Take 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1/2 cup of onion chopped, 3 cloves of garlic minced, 3 cups low-sodium chicken broth, 8-ounce can of tomato sauce, 1 1/2 teaspoon of chipotle chili and adobe sauce. And I really haven't had that, but I've got some chipotle chili powder, and I use that. But I've been aiming to get me some of that chipotle chili and adobe sauce. Our groceries here have it. 1/4 of a cup chopped cilantro, 15-ounce can of black beans rinsed and drained, a 14-ounce can of petite diced tomatoes, 2 cups of frozen corn, 1 teaspoon of cumin, 1/2 teaspoon dried oregano, and 2 skinless chicken breasts. Your topping is 3/4 of a cup shredded part skim cheddar cheese, 1/4 of a cup chopped scallions, 1/4 of a cup chopped cilantro, 4 ounces or a small avocado dice, and 6 tablespoons of reduced fat sour cream. And that's optional. And I'm sort of like that too. I don't like the no fat sour cream, but the reduced fat is not bad. And you're really cutting off, you know, at least 1/2 of the calories if you get the reduced fat.
Right.
You do it in a slow cooker. You heat the oil in a saucepan over medium heat. Add your onion and garlic and saute it until soft, 3 or 4 minutes. And slowly add chicken broth, tomato sauce, and chipotle adobe sauce and bring to a boil. Add your cilantro and remove from heat and pour into the crock pot. Add the drained beans, diced tomatoes, corn, cumin, oregano, and stir. Add the chicken breast, cover, and cook on low heat for 4 to 6 hours. And you know, if you're going to work 8 hours, you're not going to hurt it. And you remove the chicken and shred it with 2 forks and add the chicken back into the soup. You adjust the salt and cumin to taste and serve in a bowl and top with cheese, avocado, scallions, and cilantro. And it's great with sour cream or crushed tortilla chips and any kind of enchilada or Mexican soup. I like some crushed tortilla chips, and you can get the baked ones, which are much lower calorie, and they're just as good. And you just didn't enjoy.
Well, it sounds very good.
And where I got the recipe, they got the Instant Pot directions too, but I don't have an Instant Pot. So if anybody wants the Instant Pot one, holler at me and I'll send you that one too. My counters are full. Somebody said, oh, you got so much stuff on your counters. I said, listen, this is a working kitchen. And if I stick it out in the cabinet, then I can't find it when I get ready to do it.
We actually have had one for a couple of years now, and it gets used probably 2 nights, 3 nights a week.
I'd like to send you the recipe for this with an Instant Pot. I gave Nora one last year for Christmas, but I've managed so far to avoid. I tend to want to buy every gadget who comes out. You know, I think, oh, this sounds good. This sounds good. I need to try that. And first thing you know, you've been in my kitchen. And you know, it's a big kitchen, a lot of counter, but it's full.
I think you'd like the Instant Pot, though, Miss Sammy.
I probably would like.
Okay, let's wrap this up with a dessert.
I know you want that peanut butter pie, don't you?
I do.
I knew you were just waiting for that. You were saying, hurry up with all that stuff. Peanut butter pie. Well, this I make peanut butter pie all the time. But this is really a low-calorie one, and I can't see why it wouldn't be just as good as the one. I've been making peanut butter pie. I think Joe Tobin gave me the recipe 25, 30 years ago, and that's one of Lee's favorite dishes. But this is a skinny, no-bake peanut butter pie. It's light and creamy and ever so addicting.
Okay.
It's really easy to make. Make 5 ounces of less-fat cream cheese. This is not the no fat again, but the less fat. 1/3 cup of powdered sugar, 1/3 cup of peanut butter, 2 1/2 cups light whipped topping, and reduced fat graham cracker pie crust. You can either make them or pre-made, but you know, you buy one that's reduced fat at the grocery. And you know, I'm a believer in easy. 2 tablespoons of Hershey's chocolate syrup, and this is just to drizzle on top. And you beat your cream cheese and confectioner sugar together in a medium bowl. Mix your peanut butter and beat till smooth, and fold in the whipped topping. You spoon that into a graham cracker pie shell, cover and refrigerate until it's firm, probably 2 or 3 hours, and just drizzle it with a little chocolate syrup before serving. That's it, Mike.
It's simple and it's good.
It is really good. You're not getting a lot of calories. There are a lot of carbs, but it satisfies that sweet tooth.
Right. Well, folks, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes we've discussed here today, all you have to do is send us an email at wxbc@bbtel.com. Make sure you put Skinny Cook in the subject line, or you can send that request directly to Miss Sammy at sammyq@bbtel.com, and she'll get those out to you.
I'll do that.
All right, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, don't ever trust that Skinny Cook.